Jane and Raymond were one, immigrated to Los Angeles back in 1983 with big dreams. They started their small business with their own money, $14,000, and nurtured it until it became a bigger business called Dermalogica. That investment has created a global brand and was the inspiration for their nonprofit, Found LA. Found LA offers funding, mentorship, and educational resources for other struggling entrepreneurs. It's been extremely successful and has helped businesses that would never otherwise get funding. And another beloved small business is struggling to rebuild after a fire. The local Irish pub and music venue Molly Malone's has stood on Fairfax Boulevard for decades, but now it's facing challenges it never has before. We'll show you the damage. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and welcome to Fox 11 News In Depth. Our first guest's name may not be familiar to you, but you are likely familiar with her company. Dermalogica is now a well-known worldwide skincare brand, but things were very different back in the 80s when it was just getting started. Let's bring in Jane Werwan, founder of the Dermalogica. I can say that. I know I can. And Found LA. She discovered that as well. And Catalina Novoa, the owner of Babes of Wellness. And you know, welcome to you both. And I certainly know Dermalogica and what you guys do. But, you know, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I immigrated here in 1983 to pursue the American dream from the United Kingdom, and didn't realize it was a 10.4% unemployment rate, and so set about figuring out how I was going to get a job. I already had a skill set. I'm a skin therapist, or an esthetician, as people might refer to it, and I realized that there was a big opportunity in upskilling the 600-hour training that existed here to like a two-year training where you could really build a clientele and be successful. So I started training other licensed skin therapists to upgrade their skills. For 3 years I did that, built a little community, and then in 1986 we launched Dermalogica, a product to literally put in their hands and take that as part of their successful businesses.
How did Found LA become part of this?
Well, we spent our whole lives in Los Angeles building our own business. Every single product is still made here and we export around the world. I know that our business was built from small entrepreneurs, the local businesses like salons and spas. So when it came time for us to go through an acquisition of Dermalogica, which we did in 2015, we started up our own foundation. And our primary initiative is to help fund, coach, teach, mentor, and connect small businesses to each other, because I know that's the backbone of what can make another business like a manufacturer successful.
Now, Catalina, your story is connected to her, right?
Correct.
How?
So I started participating in Found LA a few years back, and being part of Found LA has been absolutely game changer for Babes of Wellness, my business. It's not only provided me with invaluable business coaching and ongoing support, but also a network of incredible entrepreneurs from a diversity of different industries, as well as receiving funding.
Is it like people really don't understand just what goes in trying to be an entrepreneur and to try to build something? Your company is Babes of Wellness, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And that's in Compton?
Yes, so we are the first, LA's first, all-women's queer-inclusive gym in Compton. So what we do there is we've merged mindfulness with strength training to offer a holistic experience that conventional gyms just often lack.
But what did Found LA do to help you make that happen that you wouldn't have been able to do yourself?
So part of it was receiving funding, and that funding allowed us to invest in expensive equipment that helped us increase our class offerings, helped us also launch our new program for women 50 and over. And since the initiation of that program, we've been able to welcome hundreds of women who for the first time are experiencing a gym at the age of 50, 60, 70, and able to build community, able to understand what it means to invest in their health and wellness, able to understand and experience quality of life versus being, you know, rather on five or six different medications and in aches and pains, and now understanding how intergenerational wellness is actually something that they desire and that they crave.
Jane, I gather you're proud of her.
Yeah, Kat's a perfect example of a business with Babes of Wellness that we look to fund. Local business run by a woman, an immigrant, LGBTQ community, somebody who is the least likely to get funding from any other source.
How many people have you helped?
Right now, 22,000 small businesses in Los Angeles.
22,000?
Yep. And our and 95% of them have stayed in business over the years that we've been going, and the success rate has been phenomenal. More than twice that if they aren't supported.
22,000 in how many years?
We started in 2018, and we really got moving in 2019.
And what's your goal?
25,000 small businesses by 2025, Hal.
25,000. Why yes. that? Why that number?
I don't know. I just like the number.
It's a nice sounding number.
Yeah, it's just that number. And so when we hit 25,000 in next year, then we'll up it, and it'll be 50,000 in 2050, hopefully.
You have to come back, and we'll talk about that.
I'd love that.
I'm impressed with the idea that you've been able to help 22,000 people mm-hmm. like her.
Yeah.
And let's say you hadn't gotten this help from Found LA, where would you be today?
I probably would be closed or really struggling because to serve a community, we went from 20 members to almost hitting 300 members in the last 3 years, and we wouldn't have been able to support the amount of class offerings that we have and hire people from the community to be able to service our community.
You know, it's interesting because you deal with grandmas and grandpas and probably younger people as well. Is there a particular reason that you deal with seniors?
Yeah, so I lost my dad to COVID in December of 2020, and he was from the South LA area, and realizing that it was more than just my grief, more than just my loss, it was a collective thing. I grew up in the South LA community, and there's never been access to health and wellness centers, and so I decided, if God forbid there's another pandemic, I don't want my community to be at a disadvantage again and be affected by so much loss when it can be prevented. And that's why I started working with the elderly population.
Sorry about your dad.
Thank you.
Condolences. And so talk about job creation. We have less than a minute.
Yeah. Well, we know that local businesses hire from the community, and local business and small businesses are communicating at least to 95% of the population to be employed in their own business or to hire them locally. And that's what CAT does, and building community at the same time.
22,000.
Yeah, 22,000.
Why am I stuck on that number?
It's a great number.
I'm impressed. That's an awful lot of people you've helped.
There's a lot of people to help in Los Angeles. Our small businesses are our neighborhoods and our communities. And if we lose them, we lose connection with each other. And we need it.
Catalina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Don't go anywhere, because we're going to talk some more about some of the Found LA success stories. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. We're back with Jane Werwan, the founder of Dermalogica and Found LA. And also we have with us two other guests, Alex and Daniel Delgadio of Wild Plum, a yoga and a spa space in the San Fernando Valley. I love the name Wild Plum. Where did that come from?
Thank you.
Long story.
Do you want to share?
We actually visited a small town in Dixon, Montana, and there was this lovely... I'm blanking on the, it was like a mercantile shop. And
we got to spend some time there. We were having these discussions of this inspiration to starting our own business, and it was called Wild Plum Station.
Oh.
And it was kind of at that that vacation that we solidified we were going to do it. And
Jane, did you help them as well?
No, but it's a great name. And our names come to us. Found LA was like that as well. We want small businesses to be seen and found. And that name that word just kept being used, and that became our name. So it's amazing how...
So perfect.
It just suddenly hits you when you're in an unexpected circumstance.
Have you two connected before?
No.
Today's our first day, but she's been a big inspiration of mine. We're both estheticians, and I've worked with her product line for probably two decades now.
That's what made us successful.
Yes.
There you go. We're your sisters.
We are sisters.
We are.
Yes.
Older sister.
Older.
There you go. All right, very good. Well, what is it that makes Wild Plum so special?
Oh, God.
So many things.
I know. It truly is, it's a home more than anything. It becomes, yes. We put poured our heart and soul into building it, and it's felt to every person who comes through. We truly want them to feel at home. The mission was to make wellness accessible in all ways, so not just, you know, the different body shapes, gender identities, but also accessibility on the financial sense, mm-hmm. where that's a huge barrier for many people. So we made sure from day one we would offer community donation classes. We offer scholarships and work trade programs. We wanted to make sure that we could bridge that gap so that anyone who needed to work on these practices could learn them in our studio and feel welcome.
We've been looking at some images of Wild Plum, and Jane, as you look at those images and you see what these young entrepreneurs, and I say young.
I'll take it.
The entrepreneurs have done. What's your thought about that?
I'm thrilled, of course, for the success of Wild Plum, but also knowing that they are hiring from the community and that categorically small businesses contribute more to the GDP than any other type of business. So this is the bedrock of our financial security, and for me it just makes my heart sing.
And of those 22,000 people that you've helped, are they like them?
Yes, and they're the least likely to get funded. Less than 4% of all funding, whether it's banks, credit and loan, funds, savings, family, 4%, less than 4% goes to women, and less than 1% if you're a woman of color.
Wow.
And that's outrageous.
You're going to laugh. The first loan we ever applied for was $30,000.
Yeah, and they laughed at us.
They laughed.
And they laughed.
They laughed at us. And she said,
yeah. And most small businesses just fund on 3 credit cards and just pray to heck that they can stop paying them off.
Yes. And that's
precarious.
A bad business model.
That's not a good business model because it's precarious.
Right.
And that's why we have such a large amount, 95% of small businesses.
And why do you have 95% of successful businesses?
Well, we have that because we're not only are we funding, but we're coaching, we're connecting, we're mentoring, we're helping to solve problems. We're giving, allowing them to be seen and found. We're talking about them. I mean, this is an amazing opportunity to have your business be found by your clients. And I know that as a big city, sometimes we lose sight of the fact that it's those neighborhood businesses that we like to live near that make our neighborhood. We don't live next door to the Amazon big box.
So let me ask you, I mean, why is it that you really want to do this? It really is because the way you got started?
Yes, and I've seen the success of women in business specifically, and immigrants, and I am an immigrant and a woman too, and I know that we are overlooked too often with trying to get a small loan. And if we could just get the skills and the funding and the connection into the right hands, literally, these businesses will be successful, hire locally, and contribute to our gross profit in the country.
How does that make you feel?
Excited, inspired, somewhat have some trepidation because there's so 22,000, but there's hundreds of thousands more.
Yeah.
And I would love to see other family funders, doesn't have to be big corporations, fund local businesses.
How do people find out about Found LA?
Go online to foundla.org. We're a nonprofit and we're self-funded. And our whole mission is to make sure that our local businesses survive and thrive, and we have neighborhoods and not just warehouses.
And how do people find out more about Wild Plum?
You can find us online at wildplumwellness.com. We're also on social media at Wild Plum Wellness.
You know, it's funny. I want to go out and buy some plums now.
You've got a crazy
season.
You've made me hungry, and now I just got a Found LA plums, right?
I like that. That's a brand.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thanks so much for being with us, Alex and Daniela and Jane and Fox 11 News. And Death Continues. After this break, we've been focusing lately on saving LA's historic gems. And there's one that could use a little help right now. Molly Malone's, the historic Irish music venue, is struggling to recover after a shocking fire. We'll tell you about all of it right after this break. No more. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. Just about a month and a half ago, there was a scary situation on Fairfax Boulevard. This happened.
Oh my God, I'm driving by. Molly Malone's is on fire. It is on fire.
Ultimate Fighting Championship anchor Karen Bryant just happened to be driving by and captured this video, which she's been kind enough to share with us. But that day changed everything for the beloved local venue. Let's bring in the owner of Molly Malone's, Damian Hamlin.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Hanging in there, thank you.
It's been a challenge, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, first of all, anybody who's heard of Molly Malone's has probably been there. So tell people, for those who might not have been there, what Molly Malone's has been all about for how many years?
Well, it's been a local Irish pub there on Fairfax, family-owned Irish, for 57 years now.
Who started it in the family?
My mom.
Your mom?
My mom, yeah.
And you know, when you heard about the fire, what time of day was that?
It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
You weren't there?
No.
And tell us a little bit about what happened in that fire.
Well, the outside of the building was set fire, unfortunately, and it grew then to be what you saw in the video there. And luckily, our fire department locally had it extinguished and saved a lot of the artifacts that we have in there. They, you know, did a tremendous job in putting it out, and much appreciated that to them.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
This has been an icon over the years.
Thank you.
And so when you say Molly Malone's and we think of it as something that's been a landmark, why has it been that kind of a status?
Well, I think it's a lot of things. It's the people who have worked there, the community that's gathered there, you know, and even that has passed down through generations. You know, kids come in now and say, hey, my dad used to come in here, my grandfather used to come in here, you know. So it's a lot of the neighborhood community people that keep us going.
We were talking during the break, and you were saying that the damage estimate was about $500,000.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a big fire.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so how are you dealing with that?
Well, one day at a time. You know how that is. It's a lot of back and forth with adjusters and appraisers and the insurance companies to settle on, you know, what is the exact amount that they're going to pay out.
Is it complicated?
It's a lot more than I ever wanted to know. How about that?
You know? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's complicated about it?
I think it's just more of like there's structural engineers that have to come in. There's codes that now have changed that they have to bring it up to date in their codes and stuff like that. So it's going to take some, you know, pretty lot of work to get the thing back together again. But we'll get it worked out.
Well, what's being done to get it back together again?
Well, they're obviously trying to figure out what they're going to have to take out of the whole front of the bar there. We've lost that whole wall because that's all that, you saw that in the film, the glass brick is not up to code anymore. So all of that has to be torn out and redone so that it's more safe and also earthquake proof as well.
And what about the employees?
Employees right now, they've gotten a lot of help through the GoFundMe, which is much thanks to everybody for that. There's a band, Flogging Molly, who started at Molly's, got their name from us, who's a very popular Irish band. They started GoFundMe for them. So they got some help there. And also, we do have built into our insurance payroll. So as soon as things are a little more settled down and they figure out figures and things like that, they will be getting some severance there.
But how many employees are there?
Right now, we only have three.
Three.
Yeah.
And so this fundraising effort you had was to help those three people?
That's correct. Yes.
And it's been successful?
Very much so, I think. Yeah.
When this is all done and all the things were brought up to code and all the paint is brushed on and everything else, will this still be the same Molly Malone's
Absolutely.
We've always known?
Absolutely.
Will it look any different?
Absolutely. No. No. It may have a few changes in the face of the place, obviously, because of what we have to replace there, but going in and walking in, you'll still get that same Irish pub feeling.
When do you expect to open up again?
We're looking at maybe October.
October, yeah. And it's been closed for what, last 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, when you open back up again, will there be some sort of a celebration?
It's going to be a second St. Patrick's Day for us. Yeah.
That's one way to put it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, when you think about the scars on the building and you think about what could have happened had people been in there, and, you know, it probably makes it get goosebumpy.
Yeah.
And how did it start? How did the fire start?
It was started by just a vagrant who was sitting there. We were closed in the afternoon, obviously, thank God. And he was sitting there eating something. And then the next thing, he got up and threw a cigarette butt into like a little pile of, garbage that was there. And he kind of made sure that it caught fire. And once there was smoke, he just walked away from it. Yeah. And then also there was two young ladies that walked by that we caught on the video and saw it and saw the fire. And they, you can see that they were calling the fire department at that time.
Was anybody arrested?
No. But the fire department, the investigation people were on it. They came down, got the video of it, got a good clear pictures of the person. But I don't think it's possible they're going to catch anybody, to tell you the truth.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure there's a Molly Malone's website.
Absolutely.
And what do you want to tell people who have been to Molly Malone's, who know Molly Malone's, or want to go to Molly Malone's when it reopens?
We'll be reopened as always, right there as we normally have been, with our good music and good fare, and we'll still have the familiar faces that they'll see behind the bar.
With that big smile across your face.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, very good. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.